Joined by the first-year head coach over at Grundy R5 in Chelsea Jones. Lady Panthers, a little bit of a change to their schedule this week. They were scheduled to host East Harrison, Ridgeway, Canesville tomorrow, and I think I just put two and two together on this, but that has been moved. It'll have to be made up at some point because it is a conference game, of course. So the new season opener for the Lady Panthers is going to be over in Galt on Thursday, hosting Gilman City. Then a trip to Novinger comes up on Wednesday, the 9th. I think that's a Wednesday. Yeah, we'll go with that. And then Green City Milan Tournament as well later on this month. Coach Jones, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Tell me about your squad this year. How many are out for softball at Grundy R5?
We actually have 14 girls out this season.
Which you co-op with Newtown Harris, correct?
Yes.
So what do you have, like 9 and 5, or what's the breakdown between school districts there?
We have 11 from Grundy and 3 from Newtown.
So as you look at the squad this year, you got a decent idea on what you're looking for with, you know, pitchers and hitters and defense, and how do you think the squad kind of comes together with the different skill sets that you're looking for?
So we have a pretty even mix between upperclassmen and lowerclassmen. As far as hitting, fielding, things like that, I think some of that experience from our upperclassmen is really going to help out the talent that came up with this freshman group.
So you're fairly familiar with North Harrison. I know going back to your years at Princeton, you had some battles with North Harrison. They're the team to beat in the conference. From what you know about them and what you know about your team coach, you feel like you can challenge the likes of North Harrison this year?
I would like to put up a pretty good fight against them this year. Going back to all those, you know, games we've had in the past, I'm not as familiar with what they have right now, but they've always been really competitive, so I'm excited to see how that game goes.
How many arms do you have this year, Coach? Do you have one pitcher who's kind of established herself as the ace and working for some depth around her? Are you looking for a pitcher in general, or do you feel like you have two or three?
I'm not sure. I think they lost one last year, but we have one that has kind of stepped up to be the leader this year. She's our senior pitcher, Macy Saul. And then we're kind of working with a couple secondary with this upcoming freshman class.
So what gives you, as you look at your squad, Coach, where's the area where you feel like they're the most advanced right now? Is it their fielding or their hitting?
I would say fielding's probably what they have the most advantage on. But, you know, they've worked really hard all summer on building that batting average up.
So what do you feel like are going to be kind of the key components to having the sort of season that the girls would like to have here over the next 6 weeks? So what is it going to come down to? Do you feel like that's going to maybe take some losses, turn them into wins, or get a lot more in the good column and less in the loss column?
I think a lot of it's going to come down to the senior leadership we have. We have a big class of freshmen, and I think as long as they follow that senior leadership and really listen to the advice these older kids have, they will really learn a lot this season and build up those wins.
How much of senior leadership comes down to, you know, you've seen a lot of softball, played, coached, I've seen a lot of softball. There's that knowledge of if you're playing defense every once in a while, you're going to make a mistake. But you have to erase that and go on to the next play. And that's easier said than done when you're a senior compared to a freshman. It is just kind of accepting the fact that, hey, not everything's going to go perfect, and you got to find a way to get out of jams. Is that one of the big aspects of leadership?
Yes, it is. And we've discussed that a lot in practice and last week at the Jamboree and things like that. Is you can't let it get you down whenever you struggle with something. You have to shake that off, go on to the next play, because otherwise it's going to just snowball from there.
How eager are the girls to play, Coach? It's, I think you're working on now, what, 3 weeks as of today since you've been practicing, and you don't have a game yet, and the game tomorrow just got called off. So do you have a bunch of eager girls?
Yeah, they are definitely getting ready to play, getting tired of practicing, I think, but ready to get some games going.
How diligent have the girls been with trying the best they can to make sure that you don't get positive COVID in camp or practice or school or anything like that?
They're following all their guidelines and trying to keep things going the best they can. We've all decided, you know, we want a season, so we're going to do everything we can to keep each other safe.
And
so,
the reason, and I kind of put this, together, you know, sports in the news has probably happened more than once, but the reason you're not playing tomorrow is because they got a couple of positives over at Canesville and Ridgeway, so they can't play tomorrow.
Yep. So we're just taking it day by day and seeing what, you know, we get.
As far as your team goes, Coach, you got the opener Thursday against Gilman City. What is the message to the girls going to be? You've had a lot of messages them during practice, but game day is game day. What is the message Thursday going to be to your group to allow them to play to the best of their ability?
Just to take every pitch one at a time. Don't think too far ahead, but just live in the moment and keep going. You know, you never know when things are going to get shut down like they were last year. So take each moment and enjoy it while you can.
And obviously, you're a young coach. You after Princeton, you went to you graduated from Northwest last spring. That's correct?
Yes.
So your first coaching job, obviously, at Grundy R5, and you got a lot of experience as a Minnesota softball. Personally, how excited are you for your first season?
I'm excited to be on this side of things and, you know, see how it goes from here.
Outstanding. That's Chelsea Jones, new head coach at Grundy R5. Their game, due to a couple of COVID-19 positives, both at Canesville and Ridgeway, off tomorrow. They will host Gilman City, 5:30 on Thursday night over at the Galt Ballpark. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Tom.